Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball with former Major Leaguer Tony Gwynn Jr. and Odyssey Insider Cody Decker.
Another team that's not getting a lot of noise, which is kind of unusual to me, is the Astros. I feel like this team has reigned over the American League West. And I think because they've lost a superstar, it seems like every free agency for the last 5 years, we've gradually talked about them less and less and less. And now it's weird to say this team is eight and a half games up in the American League West. And I feel like they're not being talked about at all.
Okay. I'm gonna put some of the blame on not necessarily you and me, Tony, but I'm talking about the whole media group as a whole. But you and me are definitely partially to blame because you and I have said this on this show many times. We truly thought that the Astros were not going to be winning this year. We truly thought this. All of us thought this was the Mariners' turn, finally. We all thought the Angels were going to be somewhat real this year. And we all looked at Correa and Springer being gone.
The list is Cole.
Cole gone. Getting back Verlander at 40 after Tommy John surgery. We weren't expecting him to be Justin Verlander still. Listen. And also, let's not pretend that we all didn't want them to finally lose, too.
I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
I mean, we really wanted it to happen. So we all tried so hard to will it into existence. And unfortunately, we can't have nice things. So the Astros are here to stay.
We can't have nice things. And, you know, credit to Dusty Baker. Credit to that Astros front office. I mean, they've patched it together. Not only patched together, they basically replaced some parts that you felt like were almost irreplaceable, right? I mean, Carlos Correa leads for Minnesota. Then they all of a sudden have this kid at shortstop that is basically not only filling in the void, he's doing it quite well at the shortstop position at such a young age. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised by what we've seen from the Astros, but I mean, when you see a young kid like Peña come up and just, you know, make himself at home, and then you see Verlander, who he does have a little bit of this Nolan Ryan to him, right? It just seems like no matter how old he gets, he'll still be able to pinpoint a heater. And when he needs to get a little bit extra, he can go back in the tank and grab it and find a 96, 97 for you. He's going to be a Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. It helps to have guys like that on your roster.
You know, can I ask you a question, Tony? This is something. This actually just kind of, it's not on the rundown. It just kind of popped in my head. And we're talking about Dusty a little bit. I don't have a lot of regrets in my career. I mean, I have one or two, like, little things here and there. Like, I always think about 2016. I had the choice between signing between three teams, and there was one I wanted to sign with, and I didn't sign with the Cubs, but I wanted to. I ended up signing with the Royals, which was not necessarily a bad decision. It was just not the right decision. My other regret was, like, I never got a chance to go play in Japan. I really wanted to play in Japan. And my last regret, I always wanted to play for Dusty Baker. It was like a dream of mine to play for Dusty. A combination of my mentor growing up was Reggie Smith. His best friend was Dusty. So I always thought playing for Dusty would be like playing for Reggie. So it was just a dream of mine. And I'm jealous of every player on the Astros that gets this opportunity.
I got a bunch of friends that played for Dusty. And I've they have made it so that's one of the only regrets I have is that I never got a chance to play for him, because everybody you talk to that's played for him only has great things to say. He only seems to get the best out of his guys. And that's somebody you want to play for, right? That's somebody who gets it, who understands the everyday grind of it. And that can't be said for everybody. And that's the reality of it. And I think you're right. I mean, you had a great mentor in Reggie Smith. I mean, he's one of the best hitting gurus of all time, in my opinion. But him and Dusty seem like they're cut from that same cloth. And no doubt, I'm with you on that. I wish I could have had a chance to play for Dusty. That would have been awesome.
All right, now let's get to the story we've all been waiting for.
The Angels.
The Angels suck, man. They suck. They suck. I knew it. We all knew it. We tried to be. We wanted them to do this. We want them to win. I want the Angels to win more than anybody else. I'm not even an Angel fan. In fact, growing up, I was a Dodger fan and I hated the Angels. Now I'm practically marking myself as an Angel fan because I want them to win so bad because I want Ohtani and Trout in the playoffs more than just about anything. But like I said, we don't get to have nice things. This team has lost 11 in a row. Trout has gone 0 for his almost last 30, which is unheard of. Oh my God. What do you think, man? This team, they drafted 20 pitchers last year because they know what the problem is. Yet they have an owner who is apparently maniacal enough to just spend money only on offense. And this team will never win because
I'm a big believer that it starts at the top and it trickles down. I mean, some of the stuff that the Angels are marred in outside of baseball is an indicator, right? And you're right. They just have made bad financial decisions. Their offenses should be as good as any. But we all hedged even as they were playing well. It's like, man, these pitchers, man. Syndergaard, okay, I'll give you that one. Shohei, I'll give you that one. But then, you know, can Lorenzo keep this up? I mean, there's just a bunch of question marks, and we're all starting to see it kind of come.
Dude, they called up a guy they drafted in the 12th round last year, Silseth. And by the way, he's been arguably one of their best arms since he's been up. And it's not like he's been lighting it up. He's been pitching decent. Yeah, but if that's the best you're having right now, we got
decent at the big league level doesn't cut it. It just doesn't. Like, and so if you're depending on decent, and listen, I kind of felt like, you know, even if you're going early, you looked at like Shohei's number on the mound. They're not like Cy Young numbers, you know, and that's who he was last year, right? I mean, he was that good last season. Mm-hmm. You're not getting those type of performances, at least yet. And if you're not getting those performances from your ace, it's not going to be good for the rest of the rotation. It just normally isn't. And that's where they are. And then you throw on top of it, Mike Trout, the world's greatest player, has not hit recently. Now you got both hands tied behind your back. You already playing with one hand tied behind you, but now you can't do it with two. It's just impossible. And the Astros, as we said, are really good. So
they're really good. They're really, really good. They have 34 wins. And the Angels, by the way, despite their 11 in a row, I'm going to say this again, 11 in a row. Have you ever been a part of an 11 in a row loss streak in your career?
Unfortunately, I have. I think we're on a team that I think lost 10 in a row and won 10 in a row, like in like a month span. It was kind of crazy, but yes.
Yeah. Let's make no mistake. I have played on bad teams, bad teams, but I don't think I've ever remembered losing 11. That's got to be feeling like trying to do backstrokes in quicksand. Like, it's just got to be a nightmare, that scenario. But, like, listen, despite the 11 in a row, they're still in second place in their division. I mean, they're not going to catch the Astros, but the team that I think is surprising all of us at the moment, because we all agree, even though they did spend some money this offseason, they're not very good, but they've been playing okay as of late.
Yeah.
Texas Rangers.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, it's one of those things that they've got enough talent now where they can win some games. They got some young starting pitching. Martin Perez has been phenomenal for that ball club. And so, and they've been waiting on him for a while. But you got Seager in your lineup. I mean, you got Semien in your lineup as well. They got some guys. They got some guys on that team offensively. So it's not a surprise that they've been able to win some games because, just frankly, their roster is better this year. And so we'll see if that lasts. But certainly, you have to be encouraged, right? That your ball club is starting to play better. I think you made this point at the beginning of the year. They're still a year or two away from like really competing. There's some pieces that they have to get right. But I'm not surprised that they're playing decent base. They're playing about 500 ball.
Yeah. But I mean, initially they had 3 wins, I think, in like their first 15 games, which was definitely setting off alarms. But yeah, they've really put together you know, around a 500 season thus far, which, I mean, we were looking at them like they were the Reds about 3 weeks ago. I'm glad they're not the Reds. But don't worry, everybody, because the Reds are still the Reds. So we have someone to beat up on.
The Reds are still the Reds. You know, we'll see if the fantasy football thing is cracking again at the end of the offseason.
Yeah, and you know, last subject to touch on, you know, it was there was a lot of Pride Week throughout the weekend last week, and it's something I do want to touch on real quick because there were a few Rays players that did opt not to wear it, and which is their right. I totally disagree with this. I can't stress this enough. But the reason why is because I played with multiple homosexual players that never told a single teammate or anybody about it, and I, as someone that has played this game, as you have, Tony, you know, I unfortunately spent most of my time in the minor leagues. I spent most of my time in AAA. And you know, I got a couple of cups of coffee, which was great, but I can't stress enough how hard it was, that grind, you know, there were times where I lived in my car in my career and grinded it out. And I did this all while being completely outward who I was. And I had the luxury of doing that. I had other teammates who didn't. And I will think about that for the rest of my life, how hard I struggled personally and mentally through my career. And I didn't even have to hide who I was. It breaks my heart when I think about it, because any distraction can harm you in this game or any game. I can't imagine that type of burden, which I don't think is a burden, but they feel it is, because you have teammates like this that are going out, putting out these statements. Well, because of religion, I don't agree with your existence. And that's something that does truly irk me. And I hope we can get
that. You know, we're still trying to, it seems like, as a society, it seems like we've come a long way, but there's still some steps we need to take in terms of inclusion. And you're right, the game is hard enough as it is. And to have to carry that, and it's not it's only a burden because they have to, you know, they have to keep it a secret for fear of, you know, what the reaction will be and how they'll be treated thereafter. And we've come a long way, but there's just a lot more space that we need to cover, especially in terms of sexuality in our society. And it is sad. Nobody should have to feel like they have to keep that a secret, but you know, that is where we are. And, you know, hopefully we can move to get better. It is sad. It does make you, especially when you've done the grind, to know that somebody is having to take on a whole nother element that you and I didn't have to take on top of that grind. It is sad. And I don't know that I've ever played. I don't know of any that have come out and they said that they were homosexuals, but at the end of the day, I'm positive I've played with some. Just, you know, it was just a secret and they didn't tell anybody.
I mean, just basing on numbers alone, there's.
I mean, listen, my dad lockered next to Billy Beane, and you know that didn't come out until after he retired that he was actually a gay man. And
having met Billy Beane multiple times 100%. And hearing his story and what he struggled with, man.
I mean, listen,
I
think back to being a kid in that locker room and knowing what I know now, like, man, he had to be so, so uncomfortable in that locker room. I just, you know, it was just a different time at that point. And I don't, you know, at that time, nobody knew, you know, but he was locked right next to my dad. Nobody knew, but. It is a sad situation. We just got to get past it. We got to do better is ultimately what we have to do.
But yeah, you do mention there has been progress in that, you know, we are celebrating Pride Nights. 5 years ago, this was never even on the docket of a possibility. So like we are growing. I would just like us to grow faster.
So many areas, right? So many areas.
Yes. please. Well, on that note, guys, it's been a great show and it's going to be an amazing week of baseball. I of the week, what are you most excited for? Me, I'm not going to lie. I get it. We're both Padre homers and all, but man, this Padre Mets series is going to be a series.
I'm fortunate enough to be doing these games on TV this week. These three games. So, tune in is going to be a lot of fun. This is going to be one of those marquee series for sure. Early season marquee series.
You heard it here. That's right. Mets, Padres, and Tony Gwynn Jr. covering the entire series. There's no reason to watch anything else, ladies and gentlemen. Tony, where can people find you outside, of course,
the podcast? You can find me on Twitter at Tony Gwynn Jr., on IG at Tony_Gwynn Jr. Plus, you can catch me on Gwynn and Chris Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. here in San Diego.
Absolutely. You can follow me on Twitter at Decker6, and you can follow me on Instagram, Antihero Baseball, and of course, all the shows I'm doing on Odyssey and the BetQL Network. Please follow me and like, share, and subscribe to Big Time Baseball on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. That's it for us. Enjoy your week. Enjoy you some baseball. That's it. Beat it.